Hello, podcasters. This is episode fucking 74, which is a pretty good improvement. It is my sister's birthday today, but I made the mistake of forgetting, and I forgot to get her a present. But anyway, but I did invite her over for Thanksgiving dinner, so tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and it's gonna be my sister, her fiance, and his daughter coming over for Thanksgiving dinner. So it's just gonna be five people here, so it wasn't a whole lot. We had to change up our plans because originally we were going to go to my brother's place. And my brother, who's gay, his boyfriend tested positive for COVID. And we had told him not to come to the house until he got the follow-up test to show that he was no longer contagious with the COVID. But of course, since he doesn't like to listen, he showed up at the fucking house anyway. And possibly could have passed it on to my brother, possibly could have passed it on to anybody that came in. And so basically, he kind of got pissed off. But and he originally said, "Oh, we're not gonna do the Thanksgiving party here or something like that, the Thanksgiving dinner party here." So basically, he didn't really want anybody there on Thanksgiving Day. I'm like, that's not his fucking decision. Basically, eventually, and then my sister's boss said, "Oh, if you go over to the house and the boyfriend still has COVID, and he doesn't have the follow-up test to prove that he doesn't have it, then you can't take that risk." And she's like, "Then I can't allow you to work for 2 weeks." And my sister says, "Well, I can't take that chance," and she's trying to get a new job, so she can't take the chance of just risking any losing out on any pay or anything like that. And so basically, then my brother and my sister were fighting over about where they were going to have it at. Originally, we were going to have it at his house. And then my sister says, "Well, I can't afford to lose out on working if Tim still has COVID." And so basically, my sister says, "Well, we're going to have to do it somewhere else." And then they suggested her place. My sister suggested her house where she's staying at. And I said, "Well, the problem is, you got rats in the house, you got roaches, you got centipedes, and you got fleas. I don't want to take the fucking chance of fucking sitting in that house trying to eat something." And we did get a pretty big bird though too, but it's a 17-pound turkey that we got. Usually for Thanksgiving we usually do turkey, and then for Christmas we usually do ham. So those are good choices to have. Twitter's been pissing me off. I had to recreate a whole new account on Twitter just so I can get back in. And instead of using a cell phone number, I used an email address. So I had to create a whole nother email address so I can get on. Fucking piece of shit. And they've been pissing me off a lot lately. So that's that. We did lose a few people this week. We did lose Doug Jones, the baseball player, and we also lost another baseball player, Bill Verdon, and then we also lost basketball player Don Kojus. So that's the things there with that one. Doug Jones, who was 64, had played. He played very briefly for the Cubs in '96. And then he died from complications due to COVID-19. Now, Bill Verdon, there is no cause of death for him, but I'm going to assume at 90 years old, it probably was just fucking old age. Where is this other one at? And then we also had Omar Malabe. He never played professional baseball in the majors, but he did play in the minors. But he died, and he was only 58 years old, but doesn't give a cause of death on him either. We did have Lou Coutel died. He was best known for his role on the Pee-wee's Big Adventure. He was also in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And then he died. This one doesn't have a cause of death either, but Joey Morgan. Something's kind of suspicious with his death because he was only 28. We did have Billy Hinch, who was a member of the Beach Boys, also die. The Beach Boys, I hate their music. They suck dick more than my mom does. And I just don't care for their music, so basically it's just what it is. My college team, University of Illinois, won yesterday, so now they're 3-2 on the season. But still got a long way to go. And the Bulls are not playing too bad either this year. They're like 12-6. And I think they might play tonight. They should have beaten Indiana the other day, but obviously they didn't want to. But the Bulls are playing the Rockets today. Rockets only have one win on the season, while the Bulls are 12-6. Some of these teams are not doing that good on the season anyway. But you know how it is with some teams. The second worst team is the Pelicans with a 3-16 record. And then you got the Spurs who are 4-12. The Warriors and the Bulls are like the two best teams right now in the aspect of win-loss records. The Warriors are 15-2, while the Bulls are 12-6. And I think the Bulls are number one in the Central. Or no, they're number three. Miami is second. So it's Brooklyn, Miami, and Chicago. In the Central Division, the Bulls are first. But in the actual conference, the Bulls will be third. And the Bulls are listed as Central. They're 12-6. Milwaukee's right behind them at 10-8. The worst one right now is Detroit. And they're in that conference. Yeah, I said, eventually, LeBron didn't play, was it yesterday or a couple days ago? He got suspended for intentionally elbowing a player, so he got banned for a game or two. And so that's basically just what it is with them. Yep, hold on a second. Let's see, here. Black Friday is this Friday, but obviously because I'm going to be working that night, I am not going to be going out shopping because I don't have any fucking money, and I don't care. And I don't care about Black Friday. So that's just one of those things that I don't care about. And basically, I try to avoid the stores on Black Friday because of how fucking crazy people get on those days. I do have cookies that I picked up from Meijer. And this was something new to try. It's called candy corn cookies. They taste like candy corn, but I don't think you could dip them in milk because it wouldn't taste right. So I'm guessing I would just eat them the way they are. And that's that. My brother decided to go out, because since my sister and my brother were arguing, he decided to go on that little mini vacation that he was going to go on. So he's heading to Detroit with a friend of his. Yep, and they reviewed it and it says, here. Mm-hmm. Yep, and they said they got it wrong. Oh, because of something I said. Somebody tried to report me on Facebook, but obviously they failed because my comment is back on. Eventually a lot of these inbreeding rednecks that support Trump, they get triggered when you say something against their beloved Satanists or that murderer Kyle Rittenhouse. So basically, I had said that Kyle Rittenhouse is a murderer and that he does not deserve any praise or respect from me and he's not a hero. Somebody got triggered and tried to report my comment because my comment didn't bite the standards, they put it back up. So nice try, redneck. You're gonna have so nice try, red. Whatever, redneck tried to block my tried to get my comment removed. You failed. The people that killed Ahmaud Arbery, have been found guilty. That's not surprising. Or actually, that would be. And when my sister came over here the other day, we cleaned up the apartment. She came over to drop some stuff off for Thanksgiving because we're having that Thanksgiving dinner. And so, they brought a whole bunch of shit over. And so we're gonna have that for like our Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow. Like, we got the turkey, we got all the seasonings and the spices to go with it, and then we also got additional other things. So we basically knocked out the dishes. We took out whatever trash we that we needed to take out. We tackled the living room where my mom sleeps at, because in the apartment where I live at, it's only a two-bedroom. And of course, the apartment is in my name, and I really don't want my mom here, but what are you going to do? And so basically, we tackled the whole living room so that we can have a place to walk through and to have some place to eat at. So we tackled that whole living room, cleaned it up. My next thing is my bedroom, which I'm still working on, but I told my sister that that you're not touching my shit, and I'll leave that to myself. I will decide what I want to get rid of and what I don't want to get rid of. And then I'm still reading my book, Les Miserables. I just hit page 600 and like 20 something, and so I still got a long way to go. I still got another 600 pages, but that isn't the longest book I've read. My longest book is the Harry Potter book, the fifth book in the series, Order of the Phoenix. That was 870 pages or something like that. So that was like the longest book I've had, and the Les Miserables will eventually top that. And the next book to top that would be the It book, which is also another 1,000 pages. Sending with the Stand. And a few other ones that I have. So that goes, My sister was trying to get me tomorrow to take my TV out of my room so that they could watch it in the living room, because my sister wants to bring a movie over to watch for Thanksgiving. And I said, well, I'm the only one in my household that has a Blu-ray player other than my uncle, and I really don't want to have to unhook everything and bring it out to the damn living room and then have to hook it back up when I don't know what the hell I'm doing when it comes to hooking up shit. I'm not really good with electronics to hooking shit up. I have to always ask my uncle how to hook the shit up. And so I really don't want to have to take my TV and my Blu-ray out to the living room to watch a movie, because I have to hook it up out there and then try to hook it back up back in my bedroom when I'm done. She wants to watch the movie A Nightmare Before Christmas. And my mom and her were arguing over whether it was a Christmas movie or not. My mom's like, it has the title Christmas in it. She's like, to me, it's a Christmas movie. And my sister's like, no, it's not. My mom's like, it's not a Christmas movie unless it's Frosty the Snowman or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So they're arguing over, like, exactly what's considered a Christmas movie and what's not. And with my sister, she's 35 today. But my sister can be a bitch when she wants to be. So that's just one thing about her. But she's not coming over today. We were thinking that maybe she'd come over today, but because it's my sister's birthday, she's spending it with her daughter, who she hardly ever sees. So she's with her daughter for today, and then she'd be over tomorrow to celebrate. And then next week, I can't believe it, it's been this long, but next week is the 8-year anniversary of Paul Walker's death. God, it makes me feel fucking old already. I can't believe it's been 8 years since he died. Or like November 30th, I think, would be the 8-year mark. And then today is the 24th. Let's see what we got here for anything else to talk about. Let's see, Joe Biden just had his birthday. According to this, he just turned 79, and he's the oldest president to ever be serving. But today's the 24th. But let's see. We have actress Sarah Hyland, who's 31. She's best known for her role on the on Modern Family. I never really cared for any of that, for that show. She also played Howard Stern's daughter in the movie Private Parts. LiAngelo Ball is 23, and he's the brother of the Bulls of Bulls point guard LaMelo Ball. We have Katherine Heigl, the actress, who's 43. And Lola Gualdini is 50. She was best known for her role as playing the character Elle Greenway in the first two seasons of Criminal Minds. Colin Hanks is 44, and he's best known for being the son of Tom Hanks. And then the next one. And the next one is Bill Connolly, who's 79. And he was best known for being in the movie The Last Samurai and Gulliver's Travels. And he was also known for playing in The Boondock Saints, the first one, and The Muppet Treasure Island. So that tells you how fun a lot of these movies can be. And my uncle's going to his girlfriend's house tomorrow, so he's not going to be here for Thanksgiving dinner. We originally were going to spend it over there, but originally that was one of the also other plans too. So if me and my mom weren't doing anything, we were invited to Jan's house, which is my uncle's girlfriend's name, and we didn't go, and we can't go over there because if it's too big a party, then she doesn't have a big place to sit at. Her house is only 2 bedrooms, but she's planning on selling it. She plans on selling her house in the next couple of years, and she wants to move to Texas. Of course, she's a Trump supporter, so that's one of the reasons why she wants to go down there and sell her house. She got it for a really good deal back years ago. I don't know how long she's been living in that house, but it's a two-bedroom house. It's not that big, particularly in the aspect of square feet. But she's been living there for a while because she said that when she bought the house, it was $15,000 that she bought it for. So that was really cheap on the lower end. But she's requesting no less than $150,000 when she sells it. So I guess we'll find out what she gets for it. Let's see if I can get that through there. For some reason I lost internet connection, so I'm waiting for it to connect on my TV. Every once in a while you'll lose internet connection, and then it makes you type in this long-ass password that my uncle gave me, and he's the one that picked this password. I can't figure out why the fuck he picked such a long-ass thing. And then at the last minute, they didn't tell me. But when I was at work yesterday, I brought my meal basically when I left work, I ordered myself a meal because I was hungry. Of course, when you work several hours in a day, of course, you're going to be fucking hungry anyway. When you get off of work, you're going to want something to eat to tide you over. Because at my job, I work at a restaurant, I get discounts on my meals. I usually get like a 50% discount. So, eventually, I was talking to one of the managers, the general manager of the store, and she said, and I asked her, I said, who's doing my schedule now? I said, is it still the same person? But, obviously, yesterday, I found out that the manager that was doing my schedule when I got hired in is no longer doing it, and now I got somebody else doing my schedule. I said, yeah, that's enough to tell me at the last minute. One of my managers, Patty, was doing my schedule when I got hired in, and now it's Ebony. Now it's another manager named Ebony doing it. We got like four managers at my place. There's only like four managers, and they should have more. They should always have more managers when it comes to this shit. So that's just how it is. But knowing them, they never really have the amount of managers that they're really supposed to have. Every job should have at least 10 to 15 managers, if not more. And Longhorn, where I work at, only has four. So that's kind of their fault for not having that many. And then of course, not only with my brother's boyfriend, my brother's boyfriend's grandfather passed away. Of course, he's upset because the grandfather passed away, but the guy was 97 years old. He was gonna die eventually, and he wasn't doing well at all. So he's upset that the grandfather died. But my brother, being sometimes heartless as he can be, says that you shouldn't be really upset. The guy was old, and it was bound to happen. So that's just that one thing that basically happens. The other day, my manager made a mistake and clocked me in under a certain position that I'm not supposed to be clocked in under. And so eventually, that one day on Friday of last week, I did a double. I haven't really been doing doubles because they do take a beating on your body, and I don't really want to have to do them if I don't have to. So the other day, I was talking to one of the hosts, Kathy, that works at my job, and she wasn't able to come in because our car kept breaking down, which is common among old cars. And so basically her car kept breaking down. She couldn't get into work. So I called her to talk to her. And so basically she said, if I can't get into work or get a ride in, she says, do you think you could do work for me? I said, yeah, I probably could, but Kathy's a host. I'm not considered a host. I'm considered a dishwasher / utility person. So technically, I did do her job for her that particular day. So my manager Ebony clocked me in under service assistant, which is what the host is, and you're allowed to collect tips that day. So I was allowed to collect tips that particular day because she had me clocked in under Kathy's position. And technically, because of the amount of money I make, I'm not entitled to or allowed to collect tips. So when you're clocked in as a host, you're making $6 an hour as a host. Now, that's why my check was so low this week, because my manager clocked me in as a host instead of my normal position, utility/dishwasher. A dishwasher makes about $15 an hour. So basically, I got paid my $9 less than what I would have made if I was clocked in under my current position that I'm supposed to be doing. So eventually, I wasn't supposed to collect tips, but even though on that particular day, because I did 12 hours, I was able to bring in $97 in tips. And of course, I spent most of the money on a few things for my household and Thanksgiving shit, and so stuff like that, so we're good on that. But I really don't like to be clocked in under hosting, because you don't get paid a whole lot, and the tips are sometimes there and sometimes they're not. You never know exactly what you're going to get in tips. The only good thing about a host is that, yeah, you might make $6 an hour, but you're getting paid in tips every day that you work. That's the only good thing, but I don't see myself hosting. And because tomorrow's Thanksgiving, I got a case of Mark's Hard Lemonade ready for me to drink when we get done with the dinner being made. I did a live stream earlier from my Instagram feed. I forget how many videos I've done for Instagram, but obviously, it's going okay for that. And I'm getting old too. Yep. there's a whole bunch of movies that they're going to be making in the next year or two. There's this movie called, actually this one movie just came out recently. I haven't seen it yet, but me and my mom want to see it, and it's called Antlers. And it sounds pretty interesting with just the title name of it, but I want to see it because it's really, because it looks pretty good from the previews I saw. This is pretty interesting. See, I live in Indiana, so this is the state that I live in, and that sucks anyway. But a man who lives in Valparaiso, Indiana, wakes up to find an uninvited person in his bathroom. God, that is one ugly bitch. God, this lady's butt fucking ugly. Yeah, it looks like she was on crystal meth. Here, let's go get this here. And then we also had a guy trying to start a business yesterday. We also had a guy trying to start a business yesterday. I was reading it online. But a trucker from Mexico was arrested yesterday after it was uncovered that he was transporting 17,500 pounds of crystal meth and an additional 400 pounds of fentanyl. Now, yeah, somebody was having fun. Yeah, that one I cannot read for some reason. It's not letting me read that one about the woman in Valpo. But either way, but every damn time somebody tries to start a business, you always gotta fuck it up for somebody. And then I reached episode 158 of the Overnight Drive podcast, starting from the beginning up to 158. And then there's still another 200 episodes to go. So that's getting an improvement there. I might listen to a couple today and maybe one tomorrow. And we had in my mom's living room, there must have been like an egg sack of spiders. And the fucking thing hatched yesterday, so now we got spiders crawling all over the apartment now. My mom kept trying to tell me that it was moving yesterday or a couple days ago, and I couldn't tell. Because even with me having my glasses on, I couldn't tell for sure whether those fucking things were crawling around or not. But anyway, my apartment's notorious for getting insects anyway. Like, we get spiders, we get ants, we get centipedes, we get box elder beetles is what they're called. We get stink bugs. We've never had any rats or anything like that. We have gotten a couple of roaches in here only because somebody, some asshole, had moved from whatever town they were living in to here, and they brought roaches with them, and now they got into our apartment. And we do our best to kill them when we see it, but obviously not always that easy. The cockroaches don't like when you have the light on. For some reason, they don't like light, and they only come out when there's no light. So that's just that thing. And I told my manager that I'm not coming in today, even if they called me in. So I didn't want to come in, but I won't be working again until Friday on my at my job at Longhorn. Let's see, I start at 4:30 on Friday. It looks like all these chefs are dinner close. The schedule for next week isn't up yet, because they don't put them up until like Friday anyway. So whatever hours I work next week, I won't know until Friday. Yeah, my brother just posted a picture. He's in Detroit already. It looks like I'm not sure how far Detroit is from me. Wasn't even in the top 500. Because it doesn't violate that time. Because it doesn't violate standards, that's why. Because it doesn't violate anything. Yep, so my comment is back on. So like I said, it didn't violate any standards, but obviously you know how these people are. Every now and then, it still comes up as trying to claim, oh, you violated it, but I didn't. So, I guess they can be pissed off all they want to that my comment's back. And I cannot believe it's been 20 years since the first release of Harry Potter. They did a reunion, and they brought the cast back for the people that are still alive. But a lot of the actors from that movie are dead. Like Alan Rickman, who played Snape, is dead. So he wasn't able to join the reunion. Richard Harris, who played in the first one and second, died. So he wasn't able to join the union. Vern Troyer, who appeared in the first one, wasn't able to join because he died. John Hurt. They were all dead, so they couldn't join the reunion tour. But you know how that is. But when I get to Overnight Drive, and when I get ready to finish up any episodes I'm watching or like listening to, I'll be up to 159 for the next one, and we go from there. But this particular episode isn't going to be long today because it's just my sister's birthday, and I'm just talking about basically what's going on. Of all the things we forgot to get when me and my sister went out the other day to go get some extra additional shit, we ran out of eggnog, and we don't have any for tomorrow. So that's the only thing we're missing is the eggnog. My brother, when we were talking to him the other day, he said he likes turkey, but he does not like ham. I was like, what the fuck's wrong with him? I was doing laundry earlier today. Earlier today I was washing my shit, then my mom's shit. My only bitch complaint is that this apartment still only has one fucking working washer and one fucking working dryer, which is why I want to move, because they don't fix shit. And then they wonder why they can't keep anybody in this apartment. I said, you can't keep anybody in the apartment complex just because you don't fix shit. That's why. They move when they don't fix shit. I've been fighting trying to move for the past 6 years, and I'm still fucking here. Why? Because I can't afford to move. Prices are too fucking sky high. Unless I get a job that pays $20 or more, I'm not going to be able to afford to move. But that's about it for today. I got to go check on my mom's shit for laundry and see if I can throw it in the dryer, because I was trying to fight for the past couple hours trying to get in there. And it's not always easy trying to get into this fucking laundry room, like when I said, when you only got one working dryer. So I gotta run over there and make sure that nobody's, that the person took their shit out the dryer so I could throw my mom's shit in and then have it dry for tomorrow. But this is episode 74, and I hope you guys have enjoyed, and I will see you next week. Or you could hear me next week on the audio podcast. But have fun.